This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
Tomorrow, it is the first Thursday event at the Oregon Department of Human Services, and Catherine Garland in to talk about that. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So, outside for the summer, how's that been going?
Incredible. In fact, last month when I was here, we had talked about, you know, how it was going to wrap up in August, but the weather patterns in September could maybe allow for us to do it again. We decided we're going outside again in September. It's been quite the hit. We're expecting over 300 people again in attendance. Really don't know how many more, but the promotion's growing, the event's growing. It's been great.
You know, I went by there last month and it was just amazed at, first of all, how much space it takes up. And I went by at about 11:30, and it was very busy.
Yeah. I would say, so the event is from 10 to 2. About at 10 o'clock, we usually have a line waiting to come in, you know, getting partners all set up. We had to make a decision to cap the number of partners at the event because we started to having to set up canopies in the courtyard, and things just have really grown. But I think what's important to note is that the community is showing up. It's really clear that these services, these partners are meeting folks where they're at, and the services are being utilized and supported, and partners are really excited to be there too.
So talk about what people will find if they come out there tomorrow.
Yeah, so tomorrow what you'll find, what you'll hear first is we have live music. We have some of our own ODHS employees there in Roseburg who will be performing until about 12:30, and then we have Wayne Ellsworth from ADAPT who will be finishing out the music through to a free barbecue meal, free produce provided by Feeding Umpqua in unlimited quantities. We have housing resources, the Gary Leaf Navigation Center, Onward Roseburg, UCAN Housing, children and family services there. We have maternity support, a whole bunch of donated clothing available in any quantity, and some fun family-friendly events too. We've got some games, face painting, temporary tattoos. We try to, I can't forget to mention, we have two dental vans. So one for adults, one seeing children. And then the Mercy Foundation, who provides those, is also bringing a smoothie bike. So you can ride a bike and make some smoothies, too.
So obviously a real family event, not just for adults.
Yeah. We're hoping, especially through the summer, we wanted to cater it to families with kids, have something there for everyone. We set up a whole bunch of tables in our courtyard there for folks to stick around, you know, bring your kids. We wanted it to feel like a block party, and I think it really has developed into that, but with some really intentional resources that are provided along the way.
And I noticed you've got clothing available as well.
Yeah. Each month we put an ask out to our employees. We have over 300 employees there at our building there on Harvard. So we ask our employees to bring their donations, bring them laundered, gently used. You know, we go through all of them and then we put them out. And it's incredible the amount of clothing that we give away. Each month I wonder if we've maybe overdone it, but each month the bins empty out and a lot of folks get some free clothes there.
And so for the people that come and need this assistance, really you've got an opportunity for them to be exposed to a lot of different places that can help them, and maybe even some that they haven't connected with before.
Yeah, that is the goal, is that when you show up at First Thursday, and even, I think it's important to note that even when it goes back inside into our lobby spaces come, I guess now it would be October, this event's going to continue every single month. Our partners, really, I tell them that they're really the gold of this event, because when the community shows up and there are services there, that the barriers are lifted. You know, they're already at our ODHS building. They're able to make connections that is way easier than traveling around town to all these different services. That would feel impossible. So First Thursday really provides that, making those connections and perhaps getting some free clothing, free food and other things along the way too.
Mention some of the other partner groups that you've got there.
Yeah, so let's see. There's quite a few. We've got Umpqua Health Alliance, Umpqua Valley Disabilities Network, Saving Grace Pet Adoption, they bring pet food and other resources, HIV Alliance, Umpqua Valley Rainbow Collective, Feet, Adapt's mobile shower and laundry trailer is there, pulled up every month. Cascades Coffee, our neighbors just in the same parking lot, they provide free coffee all day during the event. Legal Aid, Department of Justice Civil Rights Unit, Evergreen Family Medicine, the list goes on.
And you've got a barbecue meal too, I guess.
Yep. Nothing like super crazy cool, but we do have hot dogs. It's a meal that we're able to provide to everyone. Our employees come down, our partners partake, and we will keep grilling until the wheels fall off.
So 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's tomorrow, first Thursday. Anything else people ought to know?
No, I would say come with open arms. Grab as much produce as you can. I know that gets expensive. And I think it's a lot to take in at once. So if folks, you know, come to each booth, great. If not, it's an opportunity to come every month. We don't want folks to just come once and then never show up again. It's something we hope that the community continues to partake in.
All right, tomorrow, 10 to 2 with the Oregon Department of Human Services on West Harvard. Catherine Garland, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:37 at the Morning Report.